Carissa Chowdhury is a tobacco reduction and addictions counselor in Peace River with Addictions and Mental Health with Alberta Health Services. She joins us on the line today. Carissa, thank you very much for joining us. January 21st through to the 28th is declared as National Non-Smoking Week. Just as a little bit of an icebreaker, please comment on the fact that it's Non-Smoking Week this week.
That's correct. It's an annual event that takes place across Canada on the third full week of January. It runs from Sunday to Saturday. And it's been observed since 1977. During that week, we have a special day designated as Weedless Wednesday, which this year falls on January 24th.
A lot of people use, you know, non-smoking or quitting smoking as a New Year's resolution. With this week that's in place in the third week of January, in your estimation, Carissa, how much does this help sort of say, okay, this resolution could possibly be attained?
Well, I think, you know, January, yes, it's popular with New Year's resolutions, and certainly we do see quite a few people kind of wanting to start out the new year with some health-minded goals. And, you know, certainly quitting smoking or vaping or any other type of substance might be on the agenda. And we certainly are available to, you know, help support those changes and offer, you know, tobacco or vaping or addictions counseling support through our office, whether that be in-person appointments, telephone counseling appointments, or even through Zoom.
And along those lines, I guess, would be the concept I'm thinking of Weedless Wednesday. Hey, that's a pretty cute little concept. Yeah, comments on Weedless Wednesday. How misconceiving is that, the fact that weed could be put in this group?
Well, absolutely. It's you know, traditionally it's been a day for smokers, traditionally tobacco, but cannabis users as well. So people will either butt out or dube out for 24 hours. We're also seeing people who vape also join this day to experiment with quitting. So they're maybe just experimenting for quitting for the 24-hour period, whereas some people might continue on from that point. But there's, you know, some benefits to quitting even for a short time. Vapers who quit for a full day will experience a drop in carbon monoxide and a rise in oxygen levels in their body within the first 12 hours, and their risk of having a heart attack drops within 24 hours, so it starts to drop. Another benefit of those short quits is that you can, you know, experiment with what that's going to be like and prepare yourself for when you're ready to take that longer, more serious quit attempt. And so you can identify your triggers, and it gives you some opportunities to actually practice some coping skills and come up with some ideas of what's going to help you be more successful when you're kind of ready to take it to the next level.
Also, I guess that's on the misconception radar that flies under it is the idea of vaping, thinking of it as either a substitute for or a less intrusive method, for lack of a better term here, of actual tobacco. How much of a misconception is vaping, and how addictive can that be?
Well, it's definitely, you're right, it is a misconception. You know, we do have, you know, serious concerns about vaping for a number of reasons, particularly maybe we'll speak to, like, the health concerns. When people are vaping, they're often vaping nicotine, and nicotine's a highly addictive substance, and so it doesn't take very much of it to lead towards addiction, and there's lots of lots of complications, you know, that come with addiction. You know, vaping is no different than any other addiction. It's once you start, it's hard to stop. And what we do see is people are often vaping at high levels. They're vaping throughout the day, and they're using e-liquids that contain high concentrations of nicotine, so a lot higher than maybe they would have even been taking in from, say, traditional smoking like cigarettes. Another concern that was raised early on as the vaping or electronic cigarettes emerged on the market was that there wasn't regulation of these products, and so and a lot of these products were saying that they did not contain nicotine, but when sampled and tested did contain nicotine. So a lot of people who were using this were thinking that they were inhaling this vapor that didn't contain an addictive substance, and we can't really guarantee that that's true for those products. And so that's a big concern, and very misleading for people who are trying these products.
We were talking here about Weedless Wednesdays, and we were talking about vaping here, Carissa. Just out of curiosity, with a campaign like this, the National Non-Smoking Week, what is usually the target audience that you look at when you focus on this promotion?
Well, we try to provide, you know, community initiatives, and so certainly, you know, we're trying to reach out to kind of highlight the resources and support services available to those who are looking at making changes, whether that's quitting or reducing use. We also find that concerned family or friends might, you know, get in touch with us or visit our displays to get information for someone that they're concerned about. We take a variety of ways to deliver information out to the community. So we typically will do a community newsletter. This year we sent out a newsletter that, you know, talked about National Smoking Week and highlighted tips for developing a quit plan, and that was emailed to our community partners, and it's also will be available at our community displays. We also distribute tobacco quit kits to our community pharmacies in our service area. So we have, you know, local pharmacies in Peace River, Grimshaw, Berwyn, Manning, and Fairview that have received these quit kits. So if people are wanting to consult about quitting smoking and the quitting smoking products, whether that be medications or nicotine replacement therapies, they can talk to their local pharmacist and also obtain a tobacco quit kit with them. We also have these tobacco or vaping quit kits that are available for clients that come in. If people would like to access them, they can contact our office and we can, you know, arrange for them to get a quit kit, or maybe even come in just for, you know, a brief consult and give them a quit kit. And then we're also going to have some community displays that are set up where on the tables there's some quit kits that people can easily just take if they visit the display.
The reason I ask this question here, Carissa, is I'm thinking, again, maybe I'm stereotyping this a little bit, and I do sincerely apologize for that. Usually I'm thinking that when things like National Non-Smoking Week is here, the adults are usually targeted, and of course the adults are the ones that are saying to themselves, yeah, people probably thinking about quitting. But the thing is, I also, and this, I guess, goes a little bit near and dear to my heart, is the fact that my wife is a substitute teacher right at the moment with a health class, and it seems that the teenagers are a little bit on the upswing because they have to make a choice about what's going on, and I've been noticing that vaping, not necessarily with teens, has been on the upswing. And you know, everybody's experimenting with that. How often do you get, without going into specific details, of course, Carissa, how often do you get the possibility of materials targeting teens in addition to the target of the adults?
Absolutely. You know, there's lots of resources that are available for adults, but we also do have resources or things that we can adapt to youth. And our services do include services for adults, including seniors, as well as younger people, so even like children, adolescents, and youth. And so we can actually provide counseling services to youth, so one-on-one. And they can come visit us here at our Addictions and Mental Health Clinic. One thing that's very interesting that's youth-focused is that the province has rolled out a campaign called Behind the Haze Alberta, and it is targeting Alberta youth ages 13 to 17 about the harms of vaping and vaping products. And so this just started to roll out this past fall, and our team, as part of our campaign this year, is we got some posters about this Behind the Haze campaign, and so we provided those to the schools. There's a little QR code where you can scan it, and it'll bring you to the website. This campaign is kind of social media based. Mm-hmm. And so information will be shared via this website, behindthehaze.ca. There's also information that's being put out for social media, movie theater screens, information that's available or has been sent to schools, youth groups, and organizations, as well as youth events and festivals. You know, youth vaping is a real health concern in Alberta as well as across the country. We've actually been just given some interesting Alberta stats kind of related to this Behind the Haze campaign. One of them is 29% of grade 10 to 12 students indicate having vaped in the past 30 days, with 11% indicating daily or nearly daily vaping. Another stat is one in every 10 junior high students, that's grades 7 to 9 in Alberta, say they have vaped in the last in the past 30 days. This number jumps up to 3 in every 10 among our high school students, grades 10 to 12.
Do you go out to schools just out of curiosity?
We can provide services to schools it is a community-based presentation at the present time. Traditionally, we have always been involved in schools and delivered school presentations as well as treatment services potentially at school. But in the past few years, we can deliver presentations if it's community-based, which would include adults, which could be parents, the general public, as well as youth.
National Non-Smoking Week is happening from January 21st to 27th in the Peace Region. Displays are out. How has been, very quickly, I guess, Carissa, just to sort of wrap things up and put a little bow on it, how has feedback been with the displays? How has feedback been with the fact that clientele are saying, hi, I would like some help, please?
Well, we've got some unmanned displays, but we are planning to do a couple in-person displays where we will be with the displays and available for anyone wanting to come and ask us questions or get some support and resources. So our staff will be at the Peace River Community Health Center, which is the Peace River Hospital. We've got our addiction staff, as well as Alberta Health Service public health promotion staff, will be there as well with their displays. And then in Fairview, our addictions counselor that is located there at the Fairview sub-office, she's based out of the Fairview Health Complex, which is the hospital there. She is actually taking her display over to the Ignite Youth Center.
Sounds like it's a pretty jam-packed week. Sounds like it's for a good cause, that is for sure. And I really appreciate the information on this, and I thank you very much for this interview. That is Carissa Chowdhury, who is a tobacco reduction and addiction counselor with Addiction Services in Peace River as part of Alberta Health Services. Carissa, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.